Thank you for joining us today. Brother Freedom and I are out here by the big river at the diversion dam that he worked on many years ago, and the Holy Spirit has come upon him, and we're just thanking the Lord for God's goodness. Thanks for joining us today. Amen.
Solid rock that we can depend on. Oh, praise God. You're forever withhold. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy. We thank you for eternal power, eternal strength. We thank you for the victory that comes through Jesus Christ. We thank you for our Savior. It's your more than anything that we imagine. You're so great, you're great. And Father, we just you know what's wrong with the church today? Is they don't want the Spirit of God to move. And I'll tell you, brother, instead of coming by the Spirit of God, the Spirit cannot move unless it has an unction to make it move. And that's speaking this heavenly language. It gives an atmosphere that's totally different. When people keep reserved that heavenly language being spoke, they're going to have seducing spirits, doctors and devils in their presence. And then they try to make church through that. And then they find themselves failing. They find themselves in direct opposites with the Spirit of God. They're walking in self is full of wrong spirits. It will deceive the very elect. We as God's people, we have to kind of machine them. He kind of machine them. God gave the source, the power to keep us clean. And that power comes by exercising through the power of the Holy Ghost. How do you know you have to stay in the Spirit? Yes. Come and shoot up a kumas. You don't go out there and just say a bunch of words. See, that's directed by the Spirit. They go together. Come and shoot up a kumas. See. But you get out here and try to make up your own language, and then you get deceived. And the Lord just said here a while that many are full of spirit of religion. The spirit of religion is what over this country totally, every place you go, I see it. And there's no deliverance, only through the power of the Holy Ghost. You can pray all you want, you can do all you want, but you're not going to get relief until you go to somewhere where the Holy Ghost, it flows like a mighty river. And I'll tell you, at that time, oh, praise God, whatever your need is, it's going to be met. Whatever your search, you're going to be changed for the glory of God. And that's what man means to be changed. This human endeavor is what too long. The principality of the air has had his way. And I'll tell you, when God moves to the hearts of his people, he don't have his way no longer. He goes running off because he finds himself, he's not very welcome. And if he's not careful, he's going to be set back to that wrong, the old place where he came from. See, we should be so big in the Lord that that's what we would do. We'd actually send people those wrong things back to the pits where they came from. Now we welcome them in our lives, and so we got nothing but bad spirits. But that's the way everybody knew that. You pray and get rid of that bad stuff. Someone had a spirit, then you just stop setting them free, but you made sure that bad spirit went back to where it came from. Because if you leave it right here, it's going to go someone else and do bad business on other people. God's here to set us free. We're more than conquerors through him because he loves us. This other love is human love. And human love is so much different than godly love. Godly love is by his spirit. It'll do great and mighty things. The human spirit wants to be puffed up. The human spirit wants to have great success. The human spirit is all the things that Satan works. He has a hallelujah time in wrong spirits of men. Because he goes out there and seduces them, comes against them. He finds that the things of men, they do within themselves, they're failures of themselves. God wants us not to be a failure. He wants to be an overcomer. That overcomer power comes through living through the power of the Holy Ghost. Having that unction that comes from the Father. Being set free, moved upon by the mighty hand of God. And God is not slack concerning his promise. I'll tell you out there, that's why you people out there, without the Spirit of God, you're weak. You cannot endure hard times. You cannot resist the power of darkness. You need the supernatural power of God's Spirit upon you, that you might have that supernatural condition in your heart, that you can do a great work for God. The other way, you find yourself at a loss. You find yourself not yielding to the Spirit of God. It's so easy that man, years ago when God poured it, should stay in the Spirit. But they kind of want to get, they didn't, people didn't want to live for the Lord altogether, so they go to living in themselves. Pretty soon they had a great falling away. And that falling away takes you to a place. Oh, it's terrible. It'll take you to a place that you cannot find help. You can't find rest. When you go to sleep at night, you can't rest. There's not no peace in your heart. There's no joy in you. You have no power. You have no victory. You have no great discernment of spirits. You leave all these things that you're supposed to have as a child of God. You don't have them. And I tell you, Mr. Church, throughout the world, most of you Mr. Churches, you don't have nothing. I tell you, you have not the source. That source comes from heaven. That source comes from God. The source comes by good living through the Lord. It comes by yielding to the Spirit of God. And you live in holiness. You don't live in the corrupt things. And these corrupt things are so terrible. You come out from among it. You're separate. And through the separation, you're going to be a child of God set free. And you might walk have to walk that straight and narrow by yourself. But I'll guarantee you, you're going to have power. You're going to have a victory. You're going to have a purpose. You're going to have a straight walk. Like a drunk man, most of these people, the Christians, now they're so drunk. They just weave back and forth. They cannot walk the straight line of faith. They're walking in sin one sec, and next, then they're out of sin. They're in sin. They're just like weaving. And that's what happens. When you get through the Spirit of God, you walk in holiness. You walk in a straight line toward heaven, led by the Spirit. There's an altogether difference in it. Man's way is not God's way. And God's not slack concerns His promises. As some men count slackness, but it's long-suffering to us. We're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Where God's Spirit is, there is liberty. And I'll tell you out there, you might say, oh, I think I got it. I'll tell you what, if you don't have it, there's the Spirit of God. In an instant, I can see it walking down the street. If a person had it, he's got it, you can see it. But I'll tell you, there's no faking in God's power. If you want to go God's way, you've got to go all the way. You got to surely seek Him. God's going to make you a new man of you. If you go in a halfway condition, you're walking self again. You're going to lose the power. You're going to lose the blessing. But more than losing the power and losing the blessing is where you're going to spend eternity at. You're going to spend eternity in a place that's so horrible, so terrible. You're going to be there with the devil himself, his angels. And God didn't give that hell for that. It was only sent for the devils and his angels. But if we as God's people go around living very loosely and living very deliberately in not walking what we should walk, God has no other course but to set us to a place that we don't want to go. We find ourselves living in a classification that's not holy. We're in the classification of and all the ungodliness, all the worldly lust, the unrighteousness. But God wants us to be righteous. He wants us to be in holiness. He wants us to walk in victory. But you know, the Christians don't like to hear this. But I'll tell you out there, you walk in yourself very long. You're going to be seduced by the Antichrist himself. He's going to pull you down to a place that you can't get free. But you'll still have that memory. You're going to remember that time when it was so good. When you felt that precious, the goodness in your heart, the glory of God. Oh, that surged your being. That meant you feel so clean. And yet, you give it up for a moment with unrighteousness. Most people, when they give up, it's just for a slight second, really, what eternity is all about. And yet they're going to spend their whole eternal destiny away from God. How serious it is? It's very serious. Lord's showing me that the Church of Jesus Christ is sick, sick, sick. You say, well, yeah, I'm a Christian too, but are you sure you're not sick? If you're sick, you need to seek God. You need to praise Him. You need to pray. You need to call upon His name. You need to search for Him. You need to call upon His name. Yes, if you once known Him and you've forsaken Him, it's going to be hard to get back. Yes, I'll guarantee you. Just like me, I've had this stroke, and God made it be the Lord know what Lord is for people. It's going to be hard for you, but it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. Whatever it takes, God will give you the strength to do it if you'll do it. But if you don't do it, you don't seek God. You're living out here in a halfway, used to call them halfway houses. Well, these halfway houses now are not good enough. That's halfway from God, and halfway from God is out of God. It's out of God. The churches have been living in a half-hearted way. They've been half out for so long that they also have the doctrine of the devil, seducing spirits. All these things are working among them, and they don't know the way of the Lord any longer. It's just what they say. It's what they once enjoyed, but that's not what it takes of that day. God wants us to know that we're right with Him. Oh, praise God, it's appointed unto man once to die, then comes the judgment. Be steadfast, O man, O woman. Be unmovable, O man, O woman. God wants you to be stable, solid in the Lord, not going around pussyfooting around here and there with the lust of flesh and the pride of life, all these issues that bring us down away from the Spirit of God. There's once a time when man thought he's okay, but God had a moment, let him get by with it. He lets you get by for a little bit, but you need to take heed while you're living. Take heed these things that you've heard, lest any time you would let them slip, sir, madam, because your life is at stake. Your children are at stake. Your families are at stake. Be separated from God is going to be the most. You say, well, I've paid my tithes. I went to revivals. I went to all these things. Yes, it's sad. But I can see the powers of hell right now. There's a fire down there that's burning. It never stops. Oh, come a sheet of the only way that you can survive it is live for God. Call upon Him. Search for Him. Whatever it needs. Take that pride out of your heart and say, Lord, I'm sorry. That pride keeps you from walking straight with God. That pride takes you down to a place of your own self. And that old self's going to trip you up and pull you down to a place that you find yourself going down a stairways of life. And then pretty soon you're falling head over heels, going down to the eternal destruction. And we need to wake up because He's coming soon. He's coming through the clouds of glory. You need to be ready. You need to be prepared. You need to have on the garment of praise. You need to have that robe of righteousness. God will give you those. He'll clothe you with righteousness. But the first clothing you need to take on is humility. Be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, and He gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, in the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt you a new time. My people, come and see the Most High. I say, I'm coming soon. Said the Spirit of God, I'm here. I say my church will not listen. My people do not listen. But I say, if thou dost not listen, and thou dost take heed to what my word says, you're going to find yourself wanting very shortly. And when that day arises, the trump of God is sound, you're going to find yourself in a land. Oh, a land is full of vexing spirits, doctrine of devils, seducing spirits, all the problems. You're going to find yourself living there. And a church, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be gone. And when you're going to find yourself here, and they're going to find the whoredoms of wrong spirits, Satan himself is going to have his adversaries there. He's going to have many, many, many. And if you can't live for the Lord now, you're not going to be able to live then because it's too late. My people, you need to waken up. You need shaking yourself this day. You need to remember that you're made out of dirt. And I see you as clay, and that you could make mistakes. But if thou wilt not repent, if thou shalt not repent, I say, if thou dost not repent, I have no other choice but to declare your eternal destruction. And I say that eternal destruction in hell forever and ever and ever. I say, my children, wake up. I love you. I love you. Get rid of that pride. Get rid of that spirit of religion. Now that church you've been at, that church has you down to a place that you can't even feel my presence. And I search for you. I went through the, I follow you, and I yet you're not awakened. You're hindering yourself. You're come walking your darkness within your heart. My people, now must waken up this day. If thou shalt wake, I say the enemy sneers at you. He pierces at you. He hisses at you. But I say, if you get right with me, you can have power over him. But where he's right now, he's got control over you. And I say, that's very dangerous. Come, my people, serve me, live for me, and I'll bless thee. For I say, what would man profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his soul? I'll tell you, your soul is so special, my child. This child playing with something, your spirit is very special. My children, come and seek me. Search for me. Ask for forgiveness. Come this day, and I'll retouch thee in mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Father, I just pray a blessing on the people today. Bless the mighty presence upon the Jesus' name. Amen.